V'ze b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, b'shimcho yegilun kol hayoim, Hashem, with your name, with your kingdom, with your greatness, we rejoice, we celebrate all day, u'b'tzidkoscho yorumu, and with your charity, tzidkoscho, tztoko, with your righteousness, with your tztoko, yorumu, we are elevated. Kisiferes uzomoy oto, because this is the beauty of your great strength. Shalidei hahisparus shenizgale, through this beauty of Hashem that's being revealed. Aideze nimshach simcha, that generates joy, happiness. Bechinas beshimcha yegilun kol hayoim, Hashem, we rejoice with your name all day. All of this is in one pasuk. Beshimcha yegilun kol hayoim. That pasuk summarizes this whole chapter in Likutei Moran, Likutei Halachos, because it mentions the beauty, that display of the beauty of Hashem, that light, those colors, those heavenly colors. It mentions the simcha that generates. It mentions the tzedakah, and it mentions the yorumo, the going up from level to level, we said, harama, trying to climb that ladder from level to level. Ki ikra ha-hisparus shuper ha-gavnin nizgal al-idei tztok of a canal. Because we said one of the things that generates this light, this beauty of Hashem, is tztoka. V'zehu, and this is the meaning behind another pasuk. Sois osis ba-Hashem. I am elated with Hashem. I rejoice with Hashem. Togel nafshi belikoi, my soul is happy with Hashem. Ki hilbishani bigdei yesha, because Hashem has clothed me with clothing of light. Me'il tzedaka yo'otoni, a garment of tzedaka Hashem has dressed me with. Again, Rav Nosson Zal says, look what the pasuk is saying. Bigdei yesha, garments of light. Me'il tzedaka, a garment of charity. This is that beautiful array and display of colors of heavenly light that's revealed through tztokah. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very clearly in Torah Chaf Hei, in that pasuk, when he explains that pasuk. Ayin Shom, look over there. And through that, sois osis b'Hashem, togel nafshi b'lekoi. I'm happy with Hashem, I rejoice with Hashem. Ki ikar hagdolas hasimcha, kanal. Because the thing that brings about the greatest heightening of simcha is this. Here again, people, this is what the world is struggling with today, more than ever before. Depression, unhappiness, insecurity, worry, all of that stuff. Rabbeinu Zal here is giving us a shiur on simcha. And he's telling us, if you're looking for simcha in the ice cream store, if you're looking for simcha in the stock exchange, if you're looking for simcha, you're looking in the wrong place. It ain't there. You ain't going to find it there. He's telling you exactly where you're going to find simcha, real simcha. That real simcha you're going to find in Gedulas Hashem. However you're able to bring about a display of the greatness of Hashem, you're going to be very, very happy. You and the whole world are going to be very happy. And he gives us a few examples of it. Ki ikar hagdolas hasimcha huayidei zeh kanal. Because the main increase of simcha is through what we described here. V'alkein machmas shebepurim nichna hamedame b'yoyser. And therefore, because of the fact that on Purim, Purim is one of the times when the Jewish people saw the greatest downfall of Medame, of the Koyach HaMedame, of the Soton, the Sitrachra, the Yetzirah, in the form of Haman, Amalek, and his family, and all of his friends. Shezehu Iker Mapolas Haman Amalek, that was the essence of the downfall of Haman Amalek, that it was the downfall of Koyach HaMedame. Al Yedei Hizgalus HaGavnun, and it was brought about through the revelation of that heavenly light, through the shkolim of the Jewish people, through the prayers of the Jewish people, the fasting, by their display of faith in Hashem. Even in the worst of times, when things looked so terrible, they showed that they still believe in Hashem. That's showing how great Hashem really is. It's one thing when a kid says, I love my daddy, when his daddy just gave him, you know, $400,000 and he bought him a house and a car and this, that. He says, wow, daddy, I love you. It's another thing when somebody says, daddy, I love you, I need you, when daddy seems to have forgotten him completely, when it looks like it's all over and it's finished, and it looks like there is no daddy, and the guy says, I ain't buying it, I know there is a daddy. When Esther Amalka cried out, Keili, Keili, Loma Zavtoni, when she was walking towards Ahasuerus, and she had to walk through a room full of idols, and the Ruach HaKodesh left her, and again, she should have just given up hope. That's it, it's all over. She didn't. She said, Keili, Keili, Loma Zavtoni, Hashem, why you? She said, Hashem, I know you're there. I know you are there. And she cried out to Hashem. That's, again, a display of Gedulas Hashem. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, which Rav Nosson Zal quotes several times. I call out to you, Hashem, in my suffering, and I show you great respect. That, again, this is one of the major forms of respect to Hashem when a Jew calls out to Hashem. When they show that we believe that despite the fact that Hashem is so hidden, so well hidden, and despite the fact that it seems as if he's mistreating us, he forgot us, and you know, he's not there for us at all whatsoever. And a Jew doesn't fall for that. And a Jew still reaches out to Hashem and says, Avinu, Daddy. He says, Avinu, Avinu Malkeinu. I know you're there, and I know you are my daddy, and I know you care about me. That's one of, again, one of the greatest forms of Hizgalus of Gedula Saboire. Aidei Ribui Hatzdoko Shenois Noz. Rav Nosson says that Purim, which is a time of the downfall of Medama, which was the main downfall of Haman HaMolek. How? By the display of this great light through the major charity that's given on Purim. Vayidei mitzvah shkolim shemagdimin l'Purim. And through the shkolim that the Jews give before Purim, shayidei ze ikra neshel Purim kanal, this is what brought about the main miracle of Purim. Al kein oz hasimcha gedoyla v'atzum HaMolek. That's why Purim is such a happy holiday. Again, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating something that happened 2,000 years ago? No. We're celebrating that we believe that this is now, today, that every single year when Purim rolls around, we are still, Haman HaMolek is still out there. There's still this Koyach HaMedameh. There's still all of these Taivas Rois and Midois Rois that we're still in exile. The Goyim are still on top. All the wealth is in their hands. Or even the wealth that's in Jewish hands is in the hands of Jews that don't necessarily believe in Hashem, or the etc., etc. So we're still in a similar predicament. And the joy is the fact that we know this is an opportunity, that by us performing the mitzvahs of Purim today, the machtes hashekel, the tzedakah, the shalach manis, the reading the Megillah, the crying out to Hashem, the reaching out to Hashem, this is a magnificent display of gedulas haboirei. And this brings about the downfall of the Koyach HaMedameh, of the Haman HaMolek of today. This will bring about the elimination of the exile that we're in today. That's why the Simcha is so great. Because when you display, when you bring forth that light, that spiritual light that's found in money, when the money is transferred from the wrong hands into the right hands, or when money is being used for the right thing, for charity and things like that, which brings out the light, the spiritual light that's in the money, that's Gedula Saboyer, that's a display of Hashem's greatness, that generates major simcha.